Welcome to Fart Talk with Dana
and Lex.
What up, everybody? Welcome back to Fart Talk. All of our flatulence, good to have you back. Good to see you again. We got a guest, Chimp Swag. As always, Dana and Lex. Let's get this.
Y'all are now tuned into F-A-R-T-T-E-L-K. Burris on this track to get you to bounce it up and down when I say Dana and Lex. Gonna make you pay for the tooties of booties they bottled up the other day. Y'all are now tuned into F-A-R-T-T-E-L-K. Burris on this track to get you to bounce it up and down when I say Dana and Lex. Gonna make you pay for the Amazon wish since they updated yesterday.
Mommy strong.
What's up, ladies? How are you today?
What's up, Twani boy? What's poppin'?
How's it going, baby boy?
Happy belated 420, 421.
Oh, yeah. Happy Fart 20, day after Fart 20, everyone, and welcome to Fart Talk. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, baby. Forewarning. We're just giving you the warning now. Today has been a windy day in Arizona. All three of us have been having technical difficulties, so we apologize in advance. But yeah.
God decided, or whatever we choose to believe, decided, our higher power decided to unleash its farts throughout the entire state of Arizona. And we are all, we weren't prepared for that, but we're going to work through it. So,
yeah. And I have a guest co-host right here, Mr. Peter.
Whoa, Mr. Peter, as in the guy that likes to fart on you while you're sleeping?
No, he's the guy that likes to sleep in my butt and smell my farts as they freshly come out of my butthole.
Wait a second. I thought that was Twan.
No, Twan dreams about that.
Yeah.
Dang.
How are you guys? What's up with you, Twan?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's up with you, Twan?
Oh, you know, just over here dreaming about Lex's farts, you know, the usual.
I told you, I wasn't lying.
That's all I do. Just daydream all day about fluffy pillows right off her buns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that booty stank. Yeah, that Lex's toot fruit. I like Lex's toot fruits. How have your farts been, Twan, this past week? Any good fart shart stories?
I had some decent ones yesterday because I took some funky mushrooms, and those were giving me some funky butt toots.
Like magic mushrooms?
Yeah, like those kind of mushrooms.
Wow, I didn't know those could make you fart.
Oh,
well, they did me. They definitely did me for some reason. I was tooting all over the house.
Did you get any, did you record any, or was that, were you, or no?
So the interesting thing about these was that they were very body strong. They were not like head strong. So I wasn't tripping, but I was in that really weird, uncomfortable, I'm not happy in my skin feeling for about 8 hours. And all that included was just like just walking around farting because I was house sitting. So I was just, you know, tooting. And no, because I was in such a weird, like discomfortable position for about 6 hours. I didn't think about recording any of it.
Oh, man, that sucks. That's whenever I have funky mushrooms, which hasn't been in a while. I usually get the liquid poops. I know some people throw up when they have the funky chode stools, but I like to toot it and boot it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry you had a bad experience with those, Spawn. That sucks.
Oh, it wasn't bad. It was actually really good. It's exactly what I needed.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. I'm glad then.
Well, speaking of tooting it and booting it, I'm loving the flatulence vocabulary. You guys are definitely broadening your flatulence vocabulary.
Thank you.
I have a new fart phrase of the day that we can attempt to use today.
And
that is pop a fluffy.
Oh, man. I tried to get my boyfriend to pop a Fluffy last night, but he fell asleep.
Yay! Oh, my God. Yes!
Yay!
Got it. We're going to add Tuan to that photo, but he was too busy letting out a funky stroom fart. So next. Now, Lex, I heard you had you went on a fart date last night, or as some people like to call that, a date. Share with us how that went.
Oh, it was awesome. I had such a great time. I was treated like a princess. I was taken to a 5-star restaurant. It was great.
Whoa, with a real person?
Yeah.
Not on Zoom?
With a real person.
Not that furry thing standing behind you right now?
No, that's my... that's my everyday date.
Aww. Yeah. So does this guy know about your farts? Like, does he know that farts are a huge part of your world? Is he cool with it? Tell us.
Actually, no, he doesn't know that yet. He knows that I'm a stand-up comedian, and, like, he loved that. We didn't really get on the fart subjects. I mean, I didn't know if I was ready for that, especially as, you know, we're like eating hors d'oeuvres and shit. I definitely farted. I definitely like farted under the table.
Yeah, restaurant is the best place to do it, because if anyone smells it, they just think like there's like bad lobster or something.
Yeah.
As I say, Red Lobster is the best place to fart in.
Yeah, because it just smells like those cheesy biscuits, you know?
Ooh, cheddar biscuits.
Those edible booty ghosts.
You're like, those are just the cheese biscuits. They went bad earlier. They've been sitting out for too long.
We're still going to serve them, mind you, but they did go bad.
And they're going to smell twice as bad when they come out your butthole. But yeah, it was a really good date. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll see. You know, if I get asked on a second date, then maybe I'll introduce him to, you know, this farty side of me.
So he's got to ask you on a second date, huh?
Yeah, I'm starting this whole new thing where, you know, I'm not going to chase anyone. I'm going to let them know, hey, I had a good time. I think you're cool. I would like to see you again. And then leave the ball in their court, because I ain't got time to be chasing no dudes. You know what I'm saying?
Not mean.
I get it. I've chased so many dudes in my time, and many of those dudes got...
Shut up, Dana. You have a boyfriend.
I know.
Jesus.
I'm talking about years ago, before the man of my life. Wait, okay. Lex, tell us what you guys ate, you and this mystery man, who I actually know about, but, you know.
We had oysters. We had some Chilean sea bass with some crab on top and some shishito peppers and cauliflower. Like roasted cauliflower. He knew what I liked. He like ordered everything for me, which I loved, because he like knew everything I liked.
And how did he know that? Just by like, do you think he smelled your fart?
Yeah, that's probably exactly what happened. He just doesn't even know it. That pheromone kicked in, you know?
That's so sexy that he ordered for you. Like, I know some women are like, hey, that's terrible. I don't want a guy to take control, but oh man, I love when a guy takes control of my choices. Oh yeah.
That is so funny, because you two would be the last people I would have guessed to be like that. Cause you're both very independent women that I would assume y'all would have been like, the fuck are you doing ordering for me? I know what I want. What are you doing, stupid?
Sometimes it's nice to be out alpha'd by a gentleman that really wants you to have a good time, you know?
It's Thanks for noticing that we're independent women. That makes me feel good. I'm gonna go like dance in front of a mirror with my boobs out. Not for you, sorry guys, but you know, so Yeah, I like to be like, I mean, I'm all man, all big lady all the time. But when I'm with my man, I'm like, hey, you take care of everything. You right. go kill the scorpions. You fill the water cup. You know, I can't do all that stuff when I'm with him.
Lunchmeat says, you know what happens after you order the lobster? No, Lunchmeat, what happens after you order the lobster? I don't know. So,
let me ask you this. Is there a line like where it's either like potentially too much alpha? Because I've gotten that. Like right after I came out of living in the woods, I did a date with a girl. And literally, she just told me, she's like, you were too much. Like, you were too much alpha. And I'm like, I would have never described myself as that way, ever.
She's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Is there a line there where, it caps? You're just like, I can't do this.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You go first.
No, I was just saying, yeah, definitely. I mean, like, I don't like someone that has, like, you know, if I have to check in with someone every like 5 seconds of the day, if I'm moving one location to the other, like that's like too much. But like when
the
guy's like,
though.
Well, yeah, it's not. It's actually bitch ass. That's what that is.
Yeah.
But the bitch asses sometimes think they're alpha, and it's yeah. I guess I too much alpha for me. Juan, did you come out of the forest wearing a bear costume? Is that why she thought that? That, like, you just showed up to the date with bear paws on your paws?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, don't do that next time. You know, we don't like...
But, I mean, I don't know if I... Yeah, I mean, I kind of came in pretty hot. But, I mean, yeah. I wasn't wearing, like, a monster flat bill hat and, like, riding a dirt bike and, like, you know... or anything like that. I wasn't broed out, but I guess my energy was a little too I don't know, but I ended up fixing a bunch of stuff for her, so that's cool.
Oh, what, like her feelings, her problems, or like physical stuff like computers and cars?
Like furniture and stuff like that. No feelings. I didn't fix any feelings.
Oh, oh wait, was that, could that be why she thought you were too much alpha, because like you were fixing her couch rather than fixing her on the couch?
No, I fixed all of her shit after that. she was like, you can fix my couch, but you can't fix me.
And that's what we like to call Papa Fluffy.
What up, Tyrone Bigums? We're not ignoring you. How are you doing?
Well, yeah.
You guys made it this far in the episode. You know, feel free to smash that like button and subscribe so you never miss a fart. But we have an awesome guest that I would love to bring on. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah, baby. I'm ready to fart with someone new. Here's hoping something comes out of me. The self.
All right. Please welcome Chimp One.
Woo! Oh,
what up?
Yo, what's good?
What's going on, Chimp? How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How y'all ladies doing?
Oh, you know, just farting away.
Yeah, okay. we enjoy farting with rappers and lyricists like you and Twan. Whoa, hold on a second. That clicking sound. This sounds like the sound from the movie Signs with the aliens. Is that me?
I don't know. Is Josh Rosen back?
Wait, who's that?
It's one of our past guests.
Oh, was he the clickety clackety guy?
Yeah, that same sound was happening.
Oh, shit.
But anyway, Chip, tell us about you. Tell us about... So you're a rapper, you're out in New York, right?
Yeah, I'm in New York right now.
What part of New York are you in?
Rapper slash producer.
Ooh.
What part of New York are you in?
Oh, I'm in the Bronx. Right now I'm in the Bronx.
Ooh, okay. So do you fart around Bronx and live up to the title Rumble in the Bronx. Do you remember that?
Oh!
Yes.
You know, I'm notorious to be at 12 o'clock at night on the one train. No one's looking around and just let that bass thing go off one time. You know?
Now, do you ever record your farts while you're on the train, or do you like to record them in your studio?
Nah, I'm not too big on recording any of my farts. But, you know, like I'm more of like a 3 o'clock in the morning type of farting person, you know?
Okay.
That's just me, though, you know?
And like, I'm not really big on
letting
like...
them rip out of nowhere, you know? that's just not my thing, you know?
So are you in the studio, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's when you're farting so no one else can hear you? Like, you lock yourself in the soundproof booth?
I mean, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes, like I'm not really a big farting person like that, but, you know, everybody's normal, everybody's a human being. So, like, if I had to, it would be, like, on some, like, nobody's around, 3 o'clock in the morning, like, so I could just fade into the dark after that. You know, I don't want to be put out or anything like that. Mm. That's just me, though.
Okay, so you're a shy farter. That's cool.
Very shy farter.
Yeah.
I also think that these two ladies don't understand from the producer aspect, fellow producer here, putting your butt right up to a microphone, like what that goes through our head and what, like, I would never imagine doing that to one of my microphones.
Oh, because like it could possibly make your microphone melt.
It could be. I mean, imagine having to mix and master that.
Too much fire.
So I'll be done. Yeah, that'll be bananas.
Yeah, like kind of like chimps. They eat bananas, don't they?
You said chimps what?
Chimps eat bananas, right?
Yeah, they eat a lot of bananas, though. Not me, though. Not me.
What inspired you to take on that name as a rapper?
Well, what happened was I ended up moving out here to New York City, and I ended up linking with a rapper called Charles Hamilton. He was signed with Interscope Records. He had a deal with Republic Records. And my roommate at the time was a big fan of his, and he ended up knowing him, and he ended up linking us together. So one day I was just in the studio with him, and he just kept calling me Chimp One, Chimp One, Chimp One. I'm like, yo, that's not my name. But I was just like, all right, fuck it. I just thought that was this type of, you know, character that he was. So I'm like, all right, whatever, I'm gonna let it rock. So one day I'm in the blogs, like hip hop blogs, and I'm seeing Chimp One, like Charles Hamilton in the studio with Chimp One this, Chimp One that. So basically I just ran with it. You know, I just ran with it after that, and then that's pretty much it. I just made like a little empire out of it.
Hell yeah, I like that. Yeah, and it's a fun name too. Like Chimp Chimp, what's Chimp doing? I don't know. Go ask Chimp, Chimp Chimp. I like it.
Nah, it is. It's original. Like everybody's like a Lil or a Young or
yeah.
I don't even know, like an NBA somebody or like Toys R Us. They, I don't know, man. You know, everybody got like kind of the same thing going on. So I always thought that it's different. And anytime you do something different, people will gravitate to it. So I think that's dope.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That.
Do you know anything about that right now? Because that's something I keep seeing. There's a guy that they changed their name from NBA whatever to NHL. And I'm seeing this a lot more with rappers right now. Do you know what that's about?
Nah, I don't even know. Like, that's just bananas to me. Like, I can't imagine like being in like 1996 and be like, yo, it's good. Like, I'm Atari 5'8". Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just crazy. But, you know, the youngins is just trying to be creative, though. But you just got a lot of copy and paste going on. That's all.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing music for? Because, like, when I found you and I was checking you out, like, you got a ton of music on your YouTube.
Yeah, like, I've been making music professionally since, like, 2008. And then okay. I took a little breather when I came out here. And then when I linked with Charles Hamilton, and I started doing the Chimp One shit, I just been nonstop. I ended up just getting a little studio at the crib, recording nonstop, making beats, selling beats, just doing what I could do to get my name out there.
Yeah.
But
that's dope.
Now, I have a question for you, Chimp One. What foods make you fart the most? What foods do that ass gas, those booty ghosts?
Probably like Cuban food, because I'm Cuban. So, like, if I eat, like, rice and beans, like, it's on. Anything more moto, like, brown beans, black beans, like, anything like that, yo, it's going down. It's going way down.
Ooh. Now, are your farts musical? Does music come out of your butt, or are your farts more like, what are your farts like?
Yo, that's why I say, like, I'm a 3 o'clock in the morning type of person, because my shit's be like, woo, like bass. Like, if someone turned the low bass on, it was just, that's how it is.
Do you ever wake yourself up farting?
What happened?
Do you ever wake yourself up farting?
Nah. I can't say that I wake up farting. I can't. I'm very like I don't like people farting around me. Like, it's just annoying. Like, when I was a kid, my grandpa, he always thought it was funny to be like, hey, so-and-so said this, and we'll be like, what? And then he'll just, boom, let it loose. Like, we'll be in the kitchen. Like, he's just one of them type of dudes. Like, he'll just say something, and he'll just fart. Like, to this day, he's like that. But, like, I don't know. It was just, like, to me, it was always just kind of gross. So I was like, yeah. And I don't. And you never want to be, like, that kid that gets called out. Like, oh, it was him that farted. So, I don't know. I was always kind of secretive with it.
But you got a subwoofer for a butt.
Yeah. I don't know. them damn Kirby beans. I don't know.
Ooh, man, I could really go for some beans right now. I've been lacking the farts lately, guys. My farts have been very farts and in between.
Yeah, I do. I am planning on tomorrow taking quite a bit of inulin powder. And I'm just going to have my camera ready so I can pop some fluffies and catch them all day.
Yes!
Yay! Oh my God! That's all my next.
I made that kind of long. Maybe I should shorten that a little bit.
Hey, I have a question for you, Chimp One. Do you do live shows? Like, were you doing live shows before the pandemic?
Nah. We're probably going to get into that maybe a little bit in the future, though. But right now, I've just been trying to flood, like, the whole game of music. Like, I got 75 mixtapes that I put out since 2015. We got two albums out on major streaming services, which is the Spooky Kids and the Space Ace Chimp. I got another album that's untitled that I'm probably going to drop. I'm looking maybe this year or maybe wait till next year. And just still making music, though, you know. The pandemic didn't affect me at all. Like, as far as music didn't stop. Yeah. It affected other artists because they couldn't go out and tour and get money like that. But that don't make or break me, you know. So I sell beats also on the side, so that was good.
Holla at Chip One for them beats, yo.
Word.
Yeah. That's impressive as fuck. You said 75 mixtapes in what, like, in 6 years?
Yes. I just been, like, addicted to my craft. Like I wouldn't go out, like, stay at my house making beats or, you know, make music, record all day, though, because I feel like once I would stop doing it, even if it was like a week without doing it, I would feel like I was losing my consistency. So, I want to be relevant and stay consistent. So you got to put product like that and just flood the market.
Hell yeah. And that's inspirational as fuck, just like how hard you work. Like, sometimes, because we're comedians, Lex and I, and like, I know I should be writing jokes every day, and sometimes I just get like, I get lazy about it. So that's really inspirational.
Yeah.
No doubt. There's nothing like doing like something that you love doing. You know what I'm saying? Like you shouldn't let nobody hold you back on doing something you like doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have people be like, oh, you a loser. You just at the crib all day. Like, yeah, I'm working on my craft, because like with the day I'm not here no more, I want people to be like, yo, he was a workaholic and he was addicted to his craft. And yeah, that's just what it is.
Yeah, for sure. We had a question come through from Slow Your Roll, our Patreon family. She asks, do you like ICP?
Yo, musically, like, I can't concur. But I respect the shit out of their independent hustle and grind, because they make money and they sell the records and they sell merchandise and they're not on the radio. They're not playing on MTV, none of that shit, and they still doing their thing. They got one of the biggest festivals in the country, that Juggalo Fest shit. So you got to salute them. You got to give them their props. But musically, nah, I can't concur. I don't listen to them. Yeah. Like that.
Who are some of your favorite musicians or musicians that inspire you?
I don't know. I'm like an old soul, so like sometimes I like going back and hearing like Earth, Wind & Fire, Barry White, because that's what my dad used to listen to.
Mine too.
You know, I hate giving that organic Nas, Jay-Z type of shit, but yeah, you know, it's what I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a big Nas fan. What inspired me? I wouldn't say there was a particular rapper that inspired me, though, but the first rhyme I ever wrote to, I remember I had the single to this L Cool J record, and it was a record called Father, and it had the instrumental to it, so I wrote, like, a little rap to it. It was, like, when I was in fourth grade. I was, like, the first rap I recall, like, ever writing. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say, like, a rapper, I wouldn't say, like, in particular, like, I saw a rapper, and I was like, yo, I want to do what he does. It was more like a feeling, and it all just came, like a ball, like of lightning together, and just made me pursue music. You know what I'm saying? Like buying equipment. I was DJing before I started rapping. My grandfather bought me my first mix CD DJ joint. So I was doing that, and I was making mixtapes. So I've always been like doing something musically, you know?
Now, programs, if you're comfortable sharing, if like some producers like saying this or not, but what programs do you use to make your music? On the computer?
Yeah, I make music on my laptop. You know, you could use Fruity Loops. Like, a lot of people hate on Fruity Loops, but, like, you could be creative with it and, you know, like, do anything you want to do. A GarageBand is dope. But me personally, like, I use the MPC 500, and I use a program called Cuetta Pro to align my instrumentation and all that shit. So, I mean, I could get down pretty much on anything, though, but Cuetta Pro is, like, usually, like, what I like using. Even though it's like an old-ass program that like was defunct like in 2003. It was like what artists were using like before they had Pro Tools and all that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you play like instruments as well? Like, do you play piano or drums or guitar or anything?
Yo, I used to play the recorder when I was in fourth grade. That's the only instrument. Like
Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah. I mean, I could do some like, I could play like my own type of melodies like on the piano. But I wouldn't say, like, I'm Mozart or anything, like, where I could read music like that. But I'm more, like, hands-on with my craft, you know? Like, I never went to school for any of this shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was hands-on with it. Like, yo, let me get this piece of equipment. Let me mess with it. Let me see how I would rock it, how I would do it. And then that's just how it is.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're self-taught. That's impressive as fuck.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome. I also have a question for you. What are your thoughts on the top band of the century, Limp Bizkit? What are your thoughts on Limp Bizkit?
All right, like, I know, like, in the rocker world, like, they're not too respected and all that, but I gotta give them credit because, you know, they sold records, and come on, man, like, who the fuck doesn't like what's that song? It's all about the he says, she says bullshit.
Bullshit.
Like, that's a classic. Like,
break stuff. Come on, like, yeah.
Really? Like, yeah. Like, break stuff. Like, all that. Keep rolling. Like, that shit is classic. Like, can't knock it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. They're kind of my favorite. So
let me talk for a second about Dana and Limp Bizkit, okay? at one point, you know, Dana got Fred Durst to follow her, what was it, on Facebook?
Instagram.
And he was, like, following her, laughing at her shit, and then one day he just unfollowed her, and I don't think Dana ever got over it.
I haven't gotten over it yet, and You know, he unfollowed a lot of other people too. So I'm trying not to take it personally, but you know, yeah, Fred Durst, if you're watching right now, I'm sure you are. You know, hit me up. I got some break stuff part two.
Don't take it personal though. He was probably just like cleaning up the IG one day, and you probably just hit the unfollow button. So
yeah, that's what I told her. Thank you for that support. Dana Bryce asks, Limp Bizkit or Hanson? That's a tough one.
I'm gonna say Limp Bizkit because I have love in my heart and in my fart for Hanson, but you know they I haven't grown with them as much as I have with Limp Bizkit. So yeah, and like when I listen to Hanson, I don't feel like I want to punch a wall when I listen to Hanson, and I like punching walls when I listen to Limp Bizkit. So
yeah. Well, I want to share some of your music, Chimp, if that's cool.
Cool.
Let's pull up a video and we'll check it out and see what everybody thinks.
Yay.
Was dope.
Oh my god, that was so good. I you know what I'm thinking, I want to maybe buy Papa Zan, that might make me fart, because I remember the old days when I used to partake, I that would just release all of my internal farts. And yeah, that was awesome, Kim. I love the animation too.
It totally looks you in a bucket hat.
Yo, shout out to Swaziland from Queens. He directed that video.
Awesome.
Yeah. So what inspired you for the name of your new album, All the Spooky Kids?
I'm a big Marilyn Manson fan. Like on the
Really?
So I was inspired by his title when he had a... His original name of his band was Marilyn Manson and the Spooky Kids, but he had to cut it out. So I thought it was dope to use that title. And then I took like a picture, a throwback picture I had of me and my aunt, which everyone always thinks that's my mom, but that's my aunt actually. That's the album cover. So I just thought I'll name it the Spooky Kids.
Ooh, I love that. It's so haunting and creepy.
All right. So you being a Marilyn Manson fan, were you ever like super emo? Like, did you wear like the all black and like the trench coats and shit like that?
Nah. I was more like a closet fan. Like, you know, anytime he was on MTV, like I would always glue to myself just to see what he had to say. I always found his interviews intriguing. His music is pretty dope, though. Like, if you, like, I don't know, that whole devil shit, like, it's just basically, like, a shield of what he really is trying to say. So I always thought he was dope, like, and he's just a dope artist to me, though. But I know he's going through some shit right now, so I don't really want to talk about that, but...
Oh, tell me the Marilyn Manson tea. I got in trouble when I was like in eighth grade for spilling Marilyn Manson tea, and so I've always stayed out of his business ever since. But yeah, spill the tea, chimp.
He's not spilling tea. Everybody knows.
You don't know. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what happened.
He's been apparently accused.
Oh. Yeah, allegedly. Yeah. Look, I'm not a Marilyn Manson defender as a metalhead. Let me point that out. I was more of a Rob Zombie guy, so let me just be clear. But yes, he has been accused of essentially being kind of abusive. Not kind of. He's been accused of being really abusive in his relationships with ladies. So like,
Yeah.
And it's for like, they're claiming like more satanic stuff. So it was like whips and beatings for seances and things like that. So that's the hot water he's in, and it's no bueno, because it was one, and now more women are coming out like, yeah, he's kind of an asshole.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, what are you gonna say?
Nothing really. Just I think like that. Yeah, I mean, we definitely, for everyone out there, we definitely don't support abuse or assault of any kind, but right now we are just talking about music and Lex, what was the tea you had on Marilyn Manson when you were younger? You told me this story.
I think I might have told you this story. It was like my first sleepover in middle school, and that was when the whole rumor was going on that Marilyn Manson removed two ribs so he could perform fellatio on himself.
Yeah. But was that even real, though? Because I heard a rumor.
I don't know.
There was a rumor that Lil Bow Wow got raped when I was a kid, and everybody ran with that one. I don't know if y'all remember that rumor. But
yeah.
I don't even know if those rumors is even real, right?
I don't know, but my dad was up late, like eavesdropping in our conversation, and I got this huge lecture about gossip the next day, and he's like, where did you hear that? And I was like, MTV.
Yeah, I mean, that's not gossip. It's coming from a trusted source. Maybe.
But yeah. Well, shit, Chip, we appreciate you coming out and hanging with us. And, you know, if you ever decide that you want to take your flagellus experience to the next level, just know that you have a community here that supports you, and it's a safe fart space.
Nah, I'm glad this community exists, because y'all making people, like, come out and be like, you know what, it's okay to fart.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay to fart. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay to fart. It's okay to fart on your loved ones. It's okay to fart at 3 a.m. It's okay to fart at 3 p.m. whenever you want to. We want you to feel
okay. Wait. But is it okay to fart in an airplane? Because I got a beef with that. Every time I'm about to land my damn plane, somebody wants to let one rip. Like right when we landing. It's like this hot fuming smell, and then it just like it just takes over, and it gets deeper and deeper, and then it's like that.
Do you think that's people farting, or do you think that's just everybody's collective ass standing up at once, and it all just stinks all at one time like a?
I think it's a compilation of farts, and you can never tell. You just look around, it's just like everyone got a straight face. So it was like, damn.
Wasn't me.
Dirty. Yeah,
sir,
I know what he's talking about.
Recycled air.
Oh man, that ass smell when everyone stands up. Oh, that's after like a long day at your desk and you let out all your farts, but they're all collected in your seat. Oh, yeah.
That shit is crazy.
That is crazy. Going back to Marilyn Manson, Bryce said, Manson addressed the self-blowing myth and said he never did that because others were willing to do it for him. Were they willing, or was he forcing them? That's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that's true.
Marilyn Manson. Well, I hope he did take his ribs out, which he kept them for like eating purposes or something. Maybe he uses them as utensils.
Maybe. Lunch Meat is asking for a rap battle. Are you guys up for it?
A rap battle?
Or maybe we could do a freestyle session. Do you got any beats you can throw on, Twan?
I mean, I got beats, but that's up to him. I'm not freestyling. If you would like to freestyle, but I think that might sound kind of weird because there's going to be a delay.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we can plan a future rap battle.
Excuses.
Yeah, we could have a future cypher.
I was going to say, we could come up with a beat and then just send it back and forth. You'll record your part, I'll record my part, and then we could post it on here.
Yeah.
That sounds dope.
Rap battle. You gotta include one fart.
that'll be the tag of the beat, the fart.
Yeah.
Lunch Meat. He said Twan got caught lip syncing last week. He wasn't lip syncing.
He doesn't lip sync.
He sings over the track because it's hard to do music on a live stream.
Yeah, man. Lunch Meat. Come on, Lunch Meat. Go eat some turkey.
Yeah.
Lunch Meat, do you want me to do a track tonight with, like, no vocals on it and you can hear how bad it sounds? Is that what you need, Lunch Meat?
Hey, whatever Lunch Meat needs, wants, Lunch Meat gets, maybe. I don't know. Depends on...
I'm just saying, he's got to sign up for that high-end Patreon or fucking Venmo some money and I'll fucking do a track like that for you, doggy.
Yeah, Venmo, Dana Wilson, Alexis Chardet, we will give the funds to Twan. I mean, I know we're ladies, but we do lady stuff. So Venmo us, and then you can also subscribe to our Patreon, get bonus content and merch, patreon.com/farttalk. Become a fart lover boy if that's what you're into.
We should have them do like a couple collabs and then we could put one of them on Patreon. But Twan, are you going to take us out with a song tonight?
I can unless you have another one from Chimp that you want to do.
Yeah, I could definitely play another song. Is there a particular song? Do you have like one off your new album that you would like to share?
I could play the first joint off the album. It's called Drug Me, Drug You.
Okay, is that on your YouTube?
Yeah.
All right, let me find it.
Oh, was that named after my nightly conversations with my boyfriend?
I don't know.
Lunch Meat says, please no. I don't know if it was in response to what I just said, but you know what? I'm just gonna assume it is. Yeah. Yeah, this has been super fun, Chimp One. Thanks for joining us and hanging with our crazy family of farts.
No, I'm glad to be here. Y'all made my night.
Aw, you made our night. And so did you, Twan.
Shout out to Twan.
Yeah. Well,
thanks. Shout out to Chimp. Chimp One.
Excuse me.
All right, what'd you say the name of the song was again?
Drug Me, Drug You.
All right, let me see if I can find it.
For those who are listening right now, there is a cat squeaking right next to Lex's shoulder. It is the cutest gosh darn thing. Oh, my God. I thought that was a pillow at first, but nope, it's a cat.
Yeah, it's my kitty cat, Peter. This is the cat that likes to smell my farts.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all, though? Don't we all?
He does. All right, so while I'm queuing this up... make sure you guys come back and join us next week. We have another really fun guest joining us. He's also a comedian, and I had met him on Clubhouse.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah, we're going to be joined by Jordan Sheldon, and he's going to be talking about Generation Z and how they're the shafting generation. I don't even know what shafting is, but we'll find out next week.
Oh my God.
Like a balls thing? Like a balls penis kind of thing?
Yeah, isn't that like the shaft of your dick?
I'm not sure, but he is a young guy. He's like 18, just started doing comedy, and he is hilarious. So I'm really excited to have him on.
I'm going to have to learn that language.
Yeah. Thanks. thanks again, Chimp One, for joining us. We're going to go out with your song, Drug Me,
it.
Drug yeah. You.
Oh, yeah, make sure to follow.
The heat when I'm back with the cleats, Chimp One, and I move with the track, move your feet, Chimp One, gotta go and give you the release, no date, Chimp One, please don't hate, ain't no fake me, Chimp One, wanna go and give you the skate key, gotta keep it safety, no phony, I just wanna get back money, as I go and give you the lifetime tweets, Chimp One, I'm back with the beats, back with the beast in the east, from the beast, from the west, and the Chimp One sprayed in your chest, Back with the flex, no, Chimp One wanna give you the text, wait, I can't go inside you, I go and ride too, but Chimp One, you wanna go and hide who? Chimp One wanna give you more as I go explode. Can't go back, Chimp One, why would I wanna go back? Just move to the future, you know that. Chimp One hit you hard like a throwback. Oh shit, back in your kitty cat. No grips, I gots to give you death grip. So what, bitch, Chimp One? She wanna ride tonight. Chimp One wanna give her the plight. Back when I fight, damn, why you fight? The L-O-V-E up beside you, you tell me. As I go and fall back, you give me ecstasy, cause you need me. Chimp One wanna keep a G, but why won't we go proceed when we smoking trees? Got an ounce for you, Chimp One wanna bounce it too. Just bounce my crew when I bounce my track, Chimp One, and it's on like that, nice stiff like Prozac. And I go inside the kitty cat, Chimp One, wanna lay the smack. No DVD, when she go and see me, the three wishes like a genie. I'm back, ecstasy, flip that, cocaine, I'm high, no pain, let's ride.